This is 91.9 FM WUOT, your NPR news station. I'm Clara Princeton. It's now time for our weekly authors segment, The Authors Page. Here's your host, Jody Sims.
Author and newspaper man Opie Reed was born in Nashville, Tennessee in 1852. He spent most of his early life in Gallatin, just north of Nashville, with his 10 older siblings. He had very limited formal education, but he loved to read and did so extensively. In fact, after reading Benjamin Franklin's autobiography, Reed knew he wanted to be involved in the publishing world. When he was in his late teens, he went to work for the Franklin, Kentucky Patriot newspaper, where he learned to set type. Eventually, he was able to take classes at Neofagin College in Nashville and got a job working for the school newspaper to help pay for his tuition. After a couple of years, he and a friend teamed up to edit and publish the Carlisle Prairie Flower in Carlisle, Arkansas, but couldn't make a go of it. So in 1876, at the age of 24, Reed found his way to Little Rock, where he got an International Typographers Union card and a job at the Arkansas Democrat. But it didn't take long before Reed was forced to leave the newspaper after a falling out with the owner over his habit of embellishing stories. Reed continued to write stories for several other newspapers, but in 1878, he earned a national reputation for his reporting in the New York Herald about the yellow fever outbreak in Memphis. And in 1882, Reed co-founded the Arkansas Traveler, which became a very popular weekly, loved by many for its folksy material. Its readership grew to over 80,000. When he sold the Traveler 5 years later, he moved to Chicago and began writing a string of highly successful novels and short stories about Southern character types, such as the old judge, the northern businessman, the liberated woman, and African Americans, who were often written in their own voice. Reed easily made $10,000 a year from his novels, which was a large sum considering that his books were published mostly as inexpensive paperback editions. His novel titled The Jucklins, published in 1896 about a North Carolina yeoman family, was said to have sold more than 1 million copies. For many years until his death in 1939, Reed was an active lecturer and performer, and even appeared in the 1920 silent film Birthright. He was tall and gangly and had a whimsical style, much like that of his friend Mark Twain. It's been suggested that the only reason Opie Reed did not attain the national renown of Mark Twain or become one of the great novelists is because the critics of that time tended to overlook books issued in paperback in the assumption that they could not be properly regarded as literature. But many today think of Opie Reed as a giant among minor popular writers who commanded a mass audience, perhaps even the greatest almoster this country has ever produced. His romantic style of writing had fallen out of favor with the reading public by the 1920s, but in 1930, Opie Reed wrote his autobiography titled I Remember. Here are the last few lines from I Remember. The years are closing, but I fear them not, for all is right. I button up in this my life's December and think of hopeful June. Yes, I remember.
Support for the Authors Page comes from Friends of the Knox County Public Library. Membership in Friends supports efforts to advocate, educate, and raise funds on behalf of the library and its staff. More information at knoxfriends.org.
Thank you for listening. The Authors Page is a production of the Authors Guild of Tennessee and WUOT. More information and archives of past segments can be found at authorsguildoftn.org or WUOT.org. I'm Jody Sims, the host of The Authors Page. We love telling you stories.